The main goal and purpose of the visit of the Egyptian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed to Sudan this time around in the port city of Port Sudan is to continue with the efforts of the peace process. In that respect, I think it is time that Ethiopia and other horn countries will come on board and find a solution to this heart-wrenching, heart-breaking episode of continuous civil war and devastation of the Sudanese people and society. So in that respect, from what we hear from Addis and other sources, the Ethiopian leader, the Prime Minister, had made progress. He was warmly welcomed by the Sudanese military leader, General Al-Burhan, and both have agreed to continue the peace effort to bring the much, much long-awaited peace, ceasefire, cessation of hostilities among the two warring factions, armed warring factions of the Sudanese army, Al-Burhan, and the rapid deployment forces of General Hermiti Dangalo.
As you know, yes, there have been several attempts about brokering peace in Sudan.
Yes.
So did he take any specific suggestion to the general in Sudan?
A good question. Details have not come out, but one thing that was disclosed by the Ethiopian foreign minister as well, since their return to Addis, the Ethiopian foreign minister, Ambassador Taye, had given a press conference to journalists. He said that we are now back again on track to continue the peace efforts. And Ethiopia, as a good neighbor, as a brotherly people of the Sudan, sharing long borders, history, culture, and the people who live on both sides of the border, is committed to play as a neighbor expected role to bring about peace. So that's what we know so far.
Also, I think we have spoken before, Ethiopia has been involved in this dispute with Somalia about port access. Is it possible that Prime Minister Abiy may have discussed with the Sudanese general about port access?
Well, always, by the way, in the case of port access with the Sudan, for years, you know, there is a rapport between the two countries because Port Sudan is also nearer to the northwestern part of Ethiopia. There was even many years ago, of reworking the highway from the Ethiopian border city of Matamba in the Amhara region all the way to Port Sudan. So whether that issue has been discussed or not has not been disclosed so far, either by the foreign minister or by other Ethiopian Ministry of Foreign Affairs officials. But if this issue was raised, I would not be surprised. But one thing is for sure. The main goal and reason of the Prime Minister Abiy going to Port Sudan to meet the President of the Sudan was primarily to focus and to zoom on the peace efforts, continue the peace efforts of the Sudan.